We're in Beatrice, Nebraska today for the 10th annual Cornhusker Economics Outlook meeting series, which is getting underway this week in Nebraska. And we're going to talk with Brad Lubin, who is Extension Policy Specialist at University of Nebraska, Lincoln. Your focus, of course, is going to be on the Farm Bill and the farm programs and helping people kind of understand that. Certainly going to be a lot of discussion about that over the next few months, meetings to be held across the state, across the country. So just give me a general idea of your message to folks here, what they need to be thinking about. Right.
So the first message, as we think about the new farm programs and the decisions that producers have, is to think carefully about it. It's not a clear-cut decision. We might have thought, actually, it was pretty obvious back in February when the Farm Bill passed, but we were still talking about 450 corn and expectations for respectable prices such that the choice between the new revenue safety net and the updated price safety net may have looked pretty obvious. It's not so obvious anymore, and so the choice for producers should be a careful one. We're still looking at outlooks here for, depending upon your expectations of prices for the next 5 years, do you expect more help out of a price safety net that locks in a floor but doesn't move with expectations, or do you get more help out of a revenue safety net that starts higher but moves with averages and could fall if prices continue to fall?
Yeah, and this is a decision that you're locked into, right, for 5 years?
Right. This is a decision for the life of this Farm Bill, 2014 to 2018. It's a decision producers have to make by the end of March of next year. So there's still a few months. Think about that. We've still got 4 months or better to make that decision. We'll know quite a bit about the 2014 results by the time we officially have to make the 2014 to 2018 decision. But certainly it's something to look at carefully.
And this isn't something that, this is going to vary by farmer, by farm, as to what's going to work for them. It's not something that's just real black and white as to which way you should go.
I don't think it's quite so obvious as to which way any producer should go. So the only standard recommendation is for everybody to study it carefully. We originally would have thought, well, with strong prices, or at least relatively strong prices, the price-based safety net, even at an updated level, for example, corn, the price safety net went from 263 to 370. But as of this spring, 370 really wasn't in the picture, wasn't in the planning horizon. Now we're projecting a season average of 350, so 370 is very real. Look at other commodities. Soybeans have fallen, but not that far, not to the point of triggering any support. Sorghum, wheat have both fallen. Sorghum's fallen to the point that support could be big. So producers have to think about, well, this safety net's more critical than we maybe imagined it being. On the other hand, the revenue safety net starts at a much higher level based on the recent averages and provides a lot of protection this year and next, but it could wither too with lower prices that translate into lower averages that go into the guarantee. All that says, well, producers want to look at this carefully. And then they have to remember that this farm program decision is a one-time decision for 2014 to 2018. It's also linked to the crop insurance decisions in the sense of the supplemental coverage, which is a new tool available to producers, an add-on policy that might cover part of the deductible that they don't cover with buy-up. That SCO is available only to producers that enrolled in the PRICE program. So it's a little more complicated than just farm program. It's now farm program plus crop insurance. And if you calculate the benefits of SCO, you also need to calculate the benefits of buy-up coverage that you might have as an alternative. So it's a much more complicated decision. It's something that takes some good analysis. There are some good tools available to make that analysis happen.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Along with educational meetings that are going on, I imagine a lot of people will want to be doing their own analysis and research on this.
Right. I think it's pretty critical that producers get into the computer, work on that those decisions, and study the tools. There was money in the Farm Bill specifically to help develop national decision tools, and there are two tools that you can find. Easiest route is to go to the FSA website at fsa.usda.gov. You'll find a link to the ARC and PLC programs, the agricultural risk coverage and the price loss coverage programs. And on those pages, you'll find links to these decision tools. one build at the University of Illinois, one build at Texas A&M University in cooperation with FAPRI, the research center down at University of Missouri. Well, two tools, they do a similar job. They study your farm program choices, they link into the crop insurance decisions, and they give you an analysis of what your outcomes, what your expected outcomes would be, and some perspective on the distribution of those potential outcomes. It's not as easy as just saying, well, prices are going to go from $3.50 to $4 over the next 5 years and plug it into a formula, because there's an awful lot of uncertainty around not only what direction are prices going, but how much variability around that direction could we have.